thing. Thank you all so much for coming. Beverly, Will Wheaton, Adam West, for some reason.
Batman finally came to your party.
Happy birthday, Sherman.
Thank you. This is all so thoughtful. Excuse me.
I still get paid, don't I?
Okay, I better go in there and talk to him.
Well, don't you think I'm the one who should go in?
No offense, but I've known the guy a really long time.
Well, I've, you know, seen him without pants on.
Again, no offense, but so have I.
Well, he's seen me without pants on.
Again,
okay,
no offense.
This is ridiculous.
Sheldon, can I come in?
How do you know I'm not using the facilities?
Because you email me your bathroom schedule once a week, even though I've clicked unsubscribe like 1,000 times. What's going on?
I don't know. I looked around the room and I saw all the faces and the presence, and it was just too much.
I get that. Hey, you want to just bring a few people in here? You know, Will Wheaton in the bathtub, Batman on the toilet. It'll be like the weirdest Comic-Con ever.
I know that you worked hard to put this together. I'm sorry I'm ruining it.
Oh, please. You're not ruining it. Look, at some point, Raj will try to get everyone to do the electric slide. Now that will ruin it.
I don't think I can go back out there.
That's fine. You know, I hate that your sister and her friends used to torture you. But what I hate even more is if I was there, I would have tortured you too.
Based on this pep talk, I'd say you're still doing it.
Well, my point is, there was a time I never would have been friends with someone like you, and now you are one of my favorite people. So if what you need is to spend your birthday in a bathroom, I'm happy to do it with you.
Everyone will think I'm weird.
Sweetie, you are weird. Everyone knows you're weird, but they're all still here because they care about you so much.
Hello, some of us need to check our hair because we might have a shot with Wynnette's mother.
Leonard.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Leslie. Well, I can't remember the last time we talked. So much has changed.
Has it?
Yeah, Penny and I got married.
Oh, congratulations. You know, actually, I thought you'd be living with Sheldon forever.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, everybody. Sheldon is going to come back out, but I think he's a little embarrassed, so let's all be extra nice, okay?
What are you looking at me for? I'm a saint, but a sinner in the sack.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to apologize for my behavior. I hope it hasn't put a damper on the party, so just please enjoy yourselves.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a Porsche either. So.
Oh,
really.
Oh, this is quickly getting out of hand.
If I may, I'd like to propose a toast. Thank you all for coming tonight. I know it's customary for the birthday boy to receive presents, but I feel like I got the greatest gift the day he was born.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Amy, that was lovely. Oh, this is fun. Let's do more. Someone else sees something wonderful about me.
Sheldon, I don't think everyone...
Wolowitz, perfect. Everyone listen to Wolowitz.
Okay, then, Sheldon, we've known each other a long time, and it is a pleasure to work with you and call you my friend.
A little generic. Keep thinking. We'll circle back. Will Wheaton, go.
Sheldon, I know that we have had our ups and downs, but I can honestly say that my life is so much more interesting because you are in it. We may have met because you are a fan of Star Trek, but I have become a fan of Sheldon Cooper. Live long and prosper, buddy, and happy birthday.
Cheers.
That's how you do it, Wolowitz. Now you see why he's famous and you're not.
Sheldon, I know the future holds great things for you, and we all can't wait to see what they are. Happy birthday, dear.
Cheers.
Someone call animal control. There's a cougar on the woose.
Barry, stop.
Seriously, Barry, stop.
And it was Gandhi who said, live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever.
And it was Sheldon Cooper who said, let's speed this up. A lot of people want to talk.
In the past, I would have said something obnoxious like, happy birthday, dumbass. But I'm not going to do it. You and I have both grown a lot, and it's just so nice to see you all again. So, happy birthday, Sheldon.
Oh, now you know I hate change. Say it.
Happy birthday, dumbass! Yeah!
Happy birthday, young man. And if any of you have enjoyed seeing me here today, I'm also available for Comic-Cons, bachelor parties, bar mitzvahs.
I can't think of anything to say that hasn't already been said, so... Here's to you, Sheldon.
Yeah. Thank you, Bernadette. That was perfect.
But you gotta be kidding me.
Sheldon, we've been together so long, it's hard to remember a time you weren't in my life. Believe me, I try. You make me laugh. You make me a better scientist. You make me crazy. You're more than just my roommate. You're my brother.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Yeah. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Oh, wait. Stuart didn't get to speak.
Oh, okay. Sheldon, I've spent most of my life feeling invisible, but having you and
hey,
everyone...
Hey, everybody, listen up! You nailed it.
I've got someone who couldn't be here, but really wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Hello, Sheldon.
Professor Hawking.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. I can't believe
it. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're singing. Well, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, dear Sheldon.
Professor Hawking, if you just give us 1 second, we'll light the candles and we can all sing together.
I was crushing it, but all right.
Okay, while they get the cake, Sheldon, I just want to say, I hope you didn't think you're going to get through tonight without a hug.
You know, I used to hate these hugs. Now they're just extremely irritating.
Ready when you are, Professor Hawking.
And a one, and a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So who's taking me home?